the corner of my eyes, I saw this creature, which was over 6 foot tall, with feathers. It just looked like a giant bird, but yet a man. And it was standing with its shoulders and then its neck down like this. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing and panicked. And when I tried to run, I couldn't.
Hey, this is Mothboy Mike.
This is Mothboy Matt.
Hey, you got to
hide your Jake away.
That's it.
That's good. Is that it? Know what you're going with?
I'm going with it.
And this is Mothboys Podcast, a sponsored podcast. sponsored by Visit Braxton WV. And we're podcast on cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown.
The unknown.
You better hide your love away.
Hey, now listen, everybody. We have two things. We have we spent a long time trying to figure out some audio stuff, and we were really singing Eddie Vedder's version of "Hide Your Love Away."
It's the better version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why we were singing that. So
Our audio issues was we had to listen to the complete Audio Slave discography before we had to record to pump us up.
But that wasn't an issue. That was like. That was tight audio.
The issue was that Eddie Vedder kept interrupting the flow of Audio Slave.
Yeah, that's true. He always.
I wanted to hear Cochise, but instead I had to hear I Am Sam. Good God.
Good God, dude!
I think three people will get that joke.
Dude, it's 5 years.
This is our 5 year. Yeah. Well, yeah, we should have made a post because technically 5 years was the fourth.
Sorry, everybody. We'll make a post and say it was for the fourth.
Half a goddamn decade.
Can you believe that? What is going on right now?
And we still release less episodes than most podcasts do.
We do.
But I think that's why people love us. It's all quality, all killer.
No filler. Right, exactly.
Except for this lip filler I'm getting. It looks snatched.
Some of it's filler, but it's killer filler.
Yeah,
for sure.
That stupid ass Dragons episode. Dragons filler.
No.
It's killer filler.
No, that is killer filler. No, Dragons not killer filler. It's thick. And it's got lots of info. Yep.
So, dudes, I want to tell you, I'm happy to be doing this with you guys. 5 years, it's been crazy. Thank you to all the fans too. Thanks for sticking with us. There's some people out there that have been with us for 5 whole years. Too,
isn't that fucking dumb?
I want to give a shout out to Mothman46.
He's been there since the beginning, man. He's been there since day one. I don't know why, but
maybe
he's
like
been
day three. I don't know.
Day three. Okay. Yeah, dude, it's insane. Oh, it's so crazy. Anyways, how's it going? What's going on, Matt? What do you got going on?
Oh, wait. I don't get to say something nice to the fans?
No, I mean, if you want to, sure.
Hi, fans. This is Jake. I don't have a Neuralink anymore.
That's right.
Donate money to me, please.
Yeah. That's very
And
nice
then I'll show appreciation to you. If you Venmo me $10, I'll send you a thank you note.
That's very kind, Jake. Wow. Yeah. That's wonderful. You're such
That's another level
we great
spicy...
Fans.
Only fans, right? When you're just sending love letters to fans.
Yeah, it's only fans who send me money get a thank you.
Right, yeah.
There you go. Okay. Well, that's
just
very
kidding.
Nice of you, Jake.
Just kidding.
You're not getting nothing from me. Just send me money.
Yeah, send me money. Yeah, exactly. I was about to say something sincere, but yeah, send me money. You don't get anything.
Exactly. Okay, Matt, how are you? What's going on?
Matt, do you want to say something nice to the fans?
Hey, 5 years. This is Matt. This is Mothboy Matt, and it's been 5 years, and you're good for coming along. And
nice. That was beautiful. Very nice.
And to celebrate 5 years, we're releasing, I think we should just get the announcement out of the way.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
So we're very inconsistent with our schedule, but we decided for the next 3 Mondays, so this Monday when you're listening to this, the next one and the one after that, we're releasing episodes for you. And this third episode, the one we're releasing at the end of the month, it's going to be life-changing. Like, it's going to change the trajectory of Mothboys. Literally, I don't know how this opportunity came, but
yeah.
it's only going
up from here.
It's probably the single most excited I've been about an episode in years.
The official 5 year episode is going to be insane, and it's going to alter our lives.
Wow.
Absolutely, actually alter our lives.
And we're like, I know we're like a joking podcast, but this is like legitimately serious.
Guys seem pretty dramatic, I think. Oh,
Mike. What? Oh, wait, I can't keep this part in because I can't spoil it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's big. It's real big.
Okay. It's big. Okay. I get it.
I think you're still in shock, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might be. I keep on checking my pulse and I don't know if I'm alive or not. So
yeah,
but, wake up every day like
so
that.
So it's.
All right, Matt, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff. I did my first class. I'm going back to school. Well, I'm taking classes at the University of Alberta. And I'm doing it. I'm doing
Canada? That's in Canada? Wow. Okay.
So Canada I'm taking school. Classes there and we're doing emergence of life. So like right now I just finished up the microbiology section. So doing that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm writing a book, and the amazing Jason Schlossman is illustrating it, and it's going to be I think we've already covered what the book is going to be about, but I'm very excited.
All right, that's cool, Matt.
So Matt's taking fancy classes.
Yep, writing a book
and a fancy book. He's the smartest moth boy by far.
Easily.
Also, coming back from Frogman Fest.
Okay,
give us a little recap.
It was awesome. Jeff throws an amazing event, aka Map in Black.
Okay,
it was great. It was, you know, a bunch of our friends and. Moth Girl Katie helped sling merch and be emotional support and just doing her thing. That was a lot of fun.
You see Frogman?
I saw Frogman. There was like, I don't know. Yeah. There's just something special about that event. Like the energy, they do like a little march around the thing. There's like Frogman and then like some people playing bagpipes and like, I don't know, it's a cool vibe that Frogman has. And it was like busy the entire day. Like it's a great event. And I even liked it better than last year. I'm going to say that because
Mike wasn't there.
Because
He's calling out last year, guys.
Oh, and I want to give a shout out. There was a young human that came and gave a little frog to us that they had made with a wizard hat, and their name is Journey. And I gave them one of our statues because they made us this little frog thing. And
don't stop believing. Yeah.
Don't stop believing, Journey.
Journey, don't stop believing. But yeah, it was a great time. Always good.
Nice. Cool.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great event. So you got to see all the pals. That was a good time.
It sounds like a good time, man. What about you, Jake? What do you got going on?
I'm going to make this quick. I told you, got the Neuralink removed. Turns out Elon Musk does not take kindly to satire, so I have to tell everybody that was a bit because I woke up to a cease and desist from Elon Musk because he listens to the show. And he said, if you pretend you have the Neuralink again, I'll sue you. So I have to tell you, that Neuralink was not real. None of that story was true. And if we ever bring it up again, we're in trouble.
Let me tell you real quick. I hear
Elon, thank you for listening, though.
No.
You're a trash bag. Actually, Elon, you're a trash bag.
You know what I'm going to say? Elon Muskrat, more like. Okay.
Wow. And I'm going to say this, Elon, you better keep both eyes on your family. because you know,
yikes.
He doesn't care about his kids. That's the generally the issue.
They're just numbers to him, literally. Yeah. So
but isn't it like Eon Flux or something? I don't know. Isn't that like one of their kids' names is something like that?
Eon Flux, but it's is that an anime, right? Wasn't there a movie? Wasn't there a movie with someone? I don't know.
Yeah, MTV. Charlize Theron was in the
But yeah, so Elon, I guess I have to apologize because, you know, I'm sorry, Elon. I won't make jokes about your Neuralink ever again, and maybe one day I'll be lucky enough to have one myself.
Okay, that's fair enough. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool, man. That's great news.
Yeah.
I got two things. I'm just gonna go for it.
Actually, so. As part of the deal with Elon,
yeah,
he said if Mike says anything about his personal life, I'm fucking suing you guys. So
yeah, let's go. I need to say two. I have two things actually. So sue me twice, baby.
He says, sorry. Oh wait, I can't make a Neuralink joke anymore. Sorry, Elon.
So two things in my life, Elon, or you guys. One, what do I got going in my life? I have upped my medication. I've upped my anxiety medicine and my ADHD medicine. That's what I've done with my life. That's one thing. So that's been going pretty good for me. And number two, my son, this is the most important thing. My son knows how to say Braxy now. He's obsessed with the Flatwoods Monster. So
yay.
My job as a father is done. He can go get his own apartment now. You know what I mean?
Weird because it took him away. I mean, right now he's what? He's got to be like 63 and he's just learning the word Braxy. Yeah.
Right. Well.
Well, it's because Braxton County is such a beautiful place. So of course he has to say it.
Yeah.
Visit Braxton WV. But yes, he knows. He's been watching this video over and over again on YouTube. It just tells the story of the Flatwoods Monster. He's just obsessed. So he goes, Braxy, Braxy, whenever he sees it. So he carries around like a bunch of little Braxy toys. There's like a bunch of them, and he just like hold them to his chest, and like they're always falling. They're like falling out and stuff. And I don't know. It's pretty funny. It's amazing. So
yeah, that's so cool. That's a proud dad moment.
Absolutely. You want to get this episode, boys?
Yeah, but too bad you're not going to have a home soon because Elon's suing you because you had to share that touching moment.
I really hope that he does. So bring it.
He sues you just for the Braxy figures, the Braxy toys. Yeah. He's like, I've taken all your Braxton County memorabilia.
Beautiful Braxton WV. Okay, boys. So tonight I'm taking y'all to Sweden.
Ooh.
Is Sweden on your bum?
The Swedish is on my bum.
Swedish fish.
Swedish.
So this episode is about the things called the Domsten blobs. So the blobs. 5-year episode is the blobs.
We only serve the best content for you for the 5 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm. On December 20th, 1958, 25-year-old Hans Gustafsson and 30-year-old Stig Rydberg were making the drive.
I think it's
from,
Stig.
Stig. Okay, name sorry. Stick? Excuse me. No, Stig. S-T-I-G.
Stig. Oh, Stig.
Okay.
Stig. So Jake, what's your impression of Stig's name? How would you say it? I'd go Stig.
I'd go Stig.
Stig. That's pretty good. So the two bros were making their drive from Hoganis to Heisenberg, where they were staying with Gustafsson's mother, Anna Bergeron, following a date night with their girlfriends. Having a hard time seeing the road, Gustafsson had slowed his vehicle to nearly a crawl. At approximately 3 a.m., they decided to pull over on Route 45, which runs near the village of Domsten, in order to get out and stretch their legs and take a piss.
Is that what it said in your, like, was that like the actual?
It's legit, yeah. No, that's what I got right here. I can show you. It's P-I-S-S-S-S. It's a bunch of S's. I don't know why.
Piss. Yeah, like, and then some of the S's are dollar signs.
Right, exactly.
That's a good one.
So the pair noticed a strange glowing coming from the trees approximately 150 feet away. The men decided to walk into the woods to investigate. Of course they did. Why wouldn't you go look at this weird light? Right?
Well,
I mean,
well, Stieg is Swedish for man of the woods.
Man of the woods. Courageous man of the woods. Yeah. Courageous man of the woods, yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it does make sense. So as they approached the light, Rydberg and Gustafsson stopped next to a sign that prohibited camping in the area. Mm. It was then that the pair spied a disc-shaped object, which they estimated was about 3 feet high and nearly 15 feet wide. According to Gustafsson, What?
This is our five-year anniversary. We have a measurement.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got, Jake?
So 3 feet in the air. That's like a Vern Troyer in the air. That's how high it was. Very low to the ground.
Okay.
Wait, Vern Troyer? That's like two Vern Troyers. Wasn't he like...
I don't think Vern Troyer is 18 inches tall.
Wasn't he porcupine-sized or whatever?
Yes, actually, yes. I've heard if he was still alive, he would have played Sonic.
He had quills and all, too.
Hedgehog.
I actually think the first one was his last role, right? Before he passed?
Yeah.
I think that's true.
So two Vern Troyers high.
Wait, hold on a second. I got a thing. So you know how they had to change Sonic's like face because it looked like a human?
Yeah.
Remember that? They like changed it. That was because it was Vern Troyer and then he died. And so they had to CG over again.
Because it would have been too sad to watch.
That's true.
I would have been able to enjoy the hijinks of Sonic because I would be too sad shedding a tear about Vern the whole time. Okay. So Vern Troyer, was in Sonic. So it was two Vern Troyers tall high. And it's about 2 1/10 shacks long.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. According to Gustafsson, we saw a strange disc. It was resting on legs about 2 feet long. It seemed to be made of a peculiar shimmering light that changed color. Before they could think twice about leaving, they suddenly found themselves surrounded by bizarre creatures, all of which were roughly 3 feet in length, which began to charge towards them.
That's fucking concerning,
right?
That's so upsetting.
So Rydberg would later describe the shocking scene for reporters. They were like protozoa, just a bit darker than most. Whoa. Sort of a bluish color, hopping and jumping around the saucer like globs of animated jelly.
Is this the alien from the Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die music video?
I think it might be.
Eiffel 65.
Good
God.
Hey, Matt, that word, they use the word protozoa. That's something that you're going to use in your book probably, right? Is that a word?
It's another microorganism. That's super cool.
That's pretty cool. So
protozoa, that's a microorgasm. No, I'm just a stupid joke. That was bad.
So the creatures swarmed.
God, Matt's so smart.
He really is, dude. I can't believe it.
I feel like intimidated.
Why?
Because you're so smart.
Because you're so smart. You know protozoanas.
Yeah, protozoanas.
I love protozoanas. Iced teas.
So the creatures swarmed over the men, engulfing their arms and legs in their gelatinous bodies. Rydberg would depict the feeling as being stuck in magnetic dough with a suction-like force.
Did she have experience with this?
With magnetic dough?
Maybe that's what happens in Sweden. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's how they make the Swedish meatballs. It's just they get a bunch of dough, they put magnets in it.
Well,
and then
so good.
Let it sit for 48 hours.
Swedish dough dungeons are very common. Just like in German, how there's piss dungeons, they've got dough dungeons in Sweden.
Yeah, the code is STD, I believe, is what they call them. Swedish dough dungeons.
I thought they're just called IKEAs, but
yeah. So the blob-like creatures began to pull the men back towards the saucer. Gustafsson described this dreadful experience. The drag the things exerted was terrific, and they gave off such a terrible smell like ether and burnt sausage.
Daddy, would you like some burnt sausage?
That's what I mean, that's just a normal smell for me.
Wait, isn't
it? Yeah, if you go to the Gamer's Haven in Jamestown, that's the smell there.
That's the only smell.
That's what I smell like right now, so I'm not sure that's such a weird thing.
Burnt sausage. What is it? What is it with when there's like abductees will talk about how their experience they smelled like burnt something, like burnt cinnamon or burnt sausage, like a burning.
There's always a smell. Thing. There's always a smell that accompanies these
things.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. Also, Mike, do you like own stock in like an IHOP or a Denny's? Because I think your last few topics, this one's about sausage. The one before was about pancakes.
Pancakes. I do. I have stock in both. So I have to respect what they need.
So you're just doing exclusively breakfast-themed alien encounters.
I'm glad you noticed that.
I picked up on it.
I was kind of hoping that you didn't. It's kind of embarrassing. But
sorry.
Yeah.
I just blew your... Now we have to say, we're sponsored. We're sponsored by Denny's and IHOP.
We're sponsored by X.
Lordy, Lord. So the men started.
Elon's going to sue us. We're not sponsored by X.
So the men started fighting back. But as soon as they managed to pull themselves free from one of the creatures, another would latch on. Rydberg attempted to punch through one of the things, but it just enveloped his arm up to the elbow. So he just punched
it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, dude. So. I just want to punch some Jello and see what that feels. But it's the same kind of feeling, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Punching a plate of Jello, yeah, that'd be sweet. So he tried to scream, but he couldn't. Rydberg described his futile struggle. It almost seemed as if the creatures could read my mind. They par. So what's this? Wait, they parried. What's like parried?
I think it's like bounced off.
Yeah.
So that means so parry is like when someone attacks something, they come back with like a block or a. So
I see. So it's let me try again. It almost seemed as if the creatures could read my mind. They parried every move before I made it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense. Their strength was not so great as the technique with which they wielded it.
Hmm.
So they didn't have good strength, but they were very skilled on their feet. These gelatinous cubes. Rydberg managed to break free and ran back to the parked car with two of the beings chasing after him. Rydberg glanced over his shoulder and noticed that Gustafson was hanging on to the no camping sign. So he was hanging on. That's why I brought up the no camping sign.
That was a MacGuffin, a red herring, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. While holding onto the sign, the creatures were covering Gustafson's legs and continued to move towards his torso, going up towards his torso. Gustafson's grip was becoming loose. Rydberg knew that there was nothing he could do for his friend. Mm-hmm. He threw open the car door and started honking the car horn, hoping that someone would hear it and come to help the men. The sound of the horn seemed to scare the creatures away. They all retreated back to the saucer and took off. So that's what scared. I guess a horn scared him. Not getting punched or anything. That's not going to scare him. But horns are definitely
interesting.
Horrifying to these things. So I guess this thing was like. I guess they were like lifting him off the ground while he was holding on to the sign as well.
He was like probably like legs in the air.
Legs in the air, and they were like, "Come with us."
Very comical.
It is comical and scary too. I mean, what would you do in that situation?
Oh, I know what I'd do in the situation.
Shit your pants, dude.
But yes, you know? I would legitimately, if I was in there.
Yeah.
Shit my pants, piss my pants, and then if I escaped, I would just blame it on the creatures. Oh, okay. they left a brown residue all over my legs.
What the heck? Come on, guys. Okay. So, and now I think we should stop and we should get the word from our sponsor in.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to the Moth Boys News Network.
Moth Boy Matt here, reporting with Moth Boy Jake. And we are here with Michael, who had an encounter with some very strange beings the other day. Michael, can you tell us what exactly happened on September 12th, 2023?
Absolutely, Matt. I was out in my garage working on my Harley, and I see a flash of white light. I go out to check what it is, and there's a huge saucer-shaped craft right above my head. The next thing I know, I'm in a room on this craft and there are creatures surrounding me.
Creatures? Can you describe them to us?
They had spade-shaped heads that were red, long green bodies, eyes that shine an orange color, and they seemed to be gliding around instead of simply walking.
Fascinating. Did they try to make contact with you?
They talked to me telepathically, actually. They told me they were taking me to their favorite place in all of the galaxy.
Wow. Did they take you to another planet?
Not exactly. They took me to Braxton County, West Virginia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they told me they have been going there for many years. They are huge fans of all the things to do in Braxton County. We started the day off with them taking me to a museum, which they said was based on an encounter with one of their own species in 1952, called the Flatwoods Monster Museum. They also told me about five huge chairs around Braxton County based after them that people can find and take pictures with. After looking at all the cool Flatwoods Monster information and memorabilia, they took me to the West Virginia Bigfoot Museum to learn about all the Bigfoot sightings in the West Virginia area. They kept calling Bigfoot their distant cousins.
What an amazing day. Well, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, that's not all, Jake, that happened. They took me out to eat at a place called The Spot, which is a restaurant that is based around their species and the encounter they had with humans in 1952. The food was out of this world.
Well, that sounds delicious. Thanks again, Michael.
We also went ghost hunting together at the Heyman House in Elk Hostel. They were so scared.
Great. And that concludes this story.
Well, we also went fishing at Sutton Lake, Jake. They didn't like taking the fish off the hooks, so I had to do it for them. Then they took me to a movie at the Elk Theater. One of their favorites was playing, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That movie is pretty amazing, but we have to move on to West.
And to end the night, we all went dancing at the Braxton County Jamboree. Those being sure to love the banjo.
Is that it?
Well, yeah. Next thing I know is I wake up in my bed the next day with a big old smile.
Mike, this interview almost sounds like a giant ad for Braxton County, West Virginia.
Well, Jake, it is. To learn more about all of the amazing things you can do in Braxton County, West Virginia, go to www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys. That is www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys. And when you go to visit beautiful Braxton County, Tell them the Moth Boys sent you.
And now, back to the show.
I just want to give a big hell yeah to visit Braxton WV.
Yep.
We appreciate you. We like
Braxton
you. We love you.
Is where it's at. It's our happy place.
We want some more
place.
Of you.
Yep.
Yep.
We love everything about it. So.
And they're willing to be our sponsor, so that's it's not the easiest thing, but they put up with us, you know?
Yeah.
So back to the story here. Upon arriving in Heisenberg, the men concluded that it would be best if they kept their experience to themselves. For three long days, Rydberg and Gustafson suffered in silence.
You know they wanted to spill the beans.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
It's eating inside them.
Rydberg he was unable to sleep during the 72-hour period following the event, and both he and Gustafson found that they were suffering from anxiety and physical injuries such as massive bruises and reddened eyes. How do you explain that, too? I mean, like, you're walking around, because they went to his mom's house. How wasn't she like, what the hell's wrong with your eyes? Are you just constantly stoned? What's going on here?
That Swedish weed was that?
Yes, Swedish meatball weed.
He's just the Abba strain of
he's just
weed.
Been constantly crying.
Mamma mia, that's good.
Okay, so no longer able to keep their secret, the men confessed their encounter around the Gustafson's family breakfast table. So in Anna Bergeron, the mother, in her own words, she says, "I burst out laughing at Stieg as he told it." Yes, we all did. Everything sounded so weird. So I love that. I think it's hilarious that they went to go tell their family, and the one thing they were worried about is what exactly happened to them. They all got laughed at. Happened.
But you know,
that's how it happens.
It was a nice laugh. It's like, that old Stieg's always getting so trouble. Stieg and Rydberg.
Those stories of theirs.
Yeah.
However, the group soon realized that this was a very real and a very traumatic experience for the two men. It was at this point that Bergeron, the mother, reported the event to Sweden's largest newspaper, Helsingborgs Dagblad. Dog blood. The biggest newspaper.
Dog blood?
Are we talking about biggest, like, in, like, publication size and not printed, or biggest in, like, measurements?
I'm guessing publication.
Okay.
I'm guessing, yes.
This wasn't, like, an oversized, comically oversized paper, and they were the biggest paper in Sweden.
That's what we're known for. So Helsingborg Dagblad. And on January, I'm sorry, newspaper, I don't know you. And on January 9th, 1959, the pair were called into the Helsingborg police station for questioning. The interview, which lasted well over 11 hours, was given by police officers Captain Lennart Bunk and detectives Sven Rudolph and Ake Fernebrandt, who conducted the examination. Michael Watchter, a German military psychologist, was also on hand, along with lab technician Stier Riesberg. So a lot of names. The tone taken by the interrogators themselves seemed to be one of skeptics trying to debunk Gustafsson in Rydberg's testimony. The Swedish officers even went so far as to microphone the interrogation room and leave the pair alone in hopes that they would reveal a hoax.
Oh, that was very clever. I bet you they just like
those cops. They're so clever.
Detective Sven was.
Yeah, let's catch these guys.
Did it work?
Let's see. Detective Rudolph would later confess, actually, we did not leave out anything without asking pertaining to their encounter, but we couldn't find anything that is considered a hoax.
Oh, so that means it's 100% real.
Yep. So after many medical and psychiatric tests, which lasted for days, Gustafsson and Rydberg were pronounced to be physically and psychologically sound men who simply had endured a traumatic experience of unknown origin. Despite that, the fact that the Swedish military publicly denounced the encounter as a hoax. So the Swedish government was like, nah, that didn't happen. You just, something weird happened, but that didn't happen. So,
yeah,
that's the story of the Damsten blobs.
Okay,
so
that's really cool. I love that story. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it really happened, or what? What's on your mind?
Well, I think that it did happen. What was the one guy's name?
Stieg. Stieg? So we have Stieg and Hans and Stieg.
Hans, I think what they experienced was true. I mean, it's a pretty weird thing to make up. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
some strange protozoan. I mean, it sounds very like D&D.
What it sounds like to me. I'm going to jump off you. D&D, so they're nerds. So probably what happened is they were in a park. They got beat up by a bunch of little kids. They were embarrassed, so they created the story about blue aliens.
The little blobs.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's fake, and I think they're two cowards who got their asses kicked by a gaggle, about five or six children ages 10 and under.
Okay, that's fair. What do you think, Matt? Is it real or fake?
Yeah, I think it's real. I think it's 100% real.
And I think I would like to think that I'm gonna meet you two in the middle here with this one. I think that aliens and children teamed up and they attacked
these guys.
Yes, for no reason.
So at first, like the children were being attacked by the aliens, and these two nerds come and they're like, "Oh, we'll save you, kids." And the kids were so like repulsed by them that they're like to the aliens subconsciously, "Let's kick these dudes' asses."
Let's do this. Did.
Yeah. I'm on your theory. You changed me, Mike.
Okay.
It's like real and it's aliens and children kicking these two grown men's asses.
Stilberg and
they play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is that where we're going? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons was probably not invented at the time, but still, whatever.
What year was it?
It probably was.
1956.
58. Oh, bro, it was so soon. It was so close. Decades. But what if these Stiglers and Hansler were time travelers? What if they had D&D and they time traveled? They grabbed the board They grabbed the board and then they came back. And they came back with D&D. It's not really a board. You know, it's more of like a...
Oh.
I guess...
No more nerd
piece
shit,
of paper,
bro.
Or you don't even right. really need one. But, yeah. you know, they brought... They got
it's all
the game.
Imaginary.
Yeah. They got the game. They brought it back. And guess what? Guess what followed them? Time police. And time police are alien.
Are children under
and,
10.
I mean, and children. There was... And that's how it goes.
All right. You know what I mean?
Or maybe these virgins, after they've been playing it.
Wait, who are the virgins?
They became the creator.
Are the aliens?
And,
oh, the
no,
aliens
Stieg and Hobbs.
Okay. Yep.
The aliens were not virgins, trust me.
Definitely not, dude. They're sick.
But Stieg and Hans, they might be the creators of Dungeons & Dragons. They were playing it on a small-scale level at that point, but they haven't quite produced it because they were young men.
Right, right. That makes
so
sense.
They'd still be alive when Dungeons & Dragons came out. So there we go.
Right.
Okay. We figured it out. That's good. That's good, boys.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Always about the Dungeons & Dragons. Just so no more Dragons episodes. That was the worst fucking thing ever.
Please, God.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think.
Thumbs down for a Dragons episode.
Comment in the link below if you don't want a...
Don't forget to subscribe.
One like equals one prayer towards a Dragons episode. Jake, do we have any reviews?
Oh, probably.
Okay, we got some events, so
We got big news.
Yeah,
big news.
Moth Boys and Conjure Dust Designs have announced the Veggie Man Day, which is going to celebrate the freaking one of the coolest creatures of all time, the Veggie Man, Vegetable Man. July 13th. Of this year, 2024, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Folklife Center in Fairmont, West Virginia. It's a free event. Music and vendors and food. And it's just going to be a fun day to hang out with people, like-minded people, and celebrate the strange story of the Veggie Man. So so come out to that. And then
try my first vegetable.
Dude,
I haven't had a vegetable since 2000.
We are selling celery stick at Vegetable Man.
A single celery stick?
Yeah. We're just going to cut it into small pieces. Jake, you can buy one. Have your first. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't had vegetables. I'm very scared.
Okay. Well, you're about to eat it. You're about to eat some at the Vegetable Man Festival.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
If my body doesn't give out on me.
Matt, you got an event. What is it?
Yeah, it's Cryptid Bash 4, and it's going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Trace Brewing, August 17th.
No. It should be Quattro Brewing.
Get Quattro, it? It's a joke. Quattro. Quattro Brewing.
It's Cryptid Bash 4, Uno, Dos, Trace.
Quattro. Oh, that's good. Cinco, Cinco.
Very nice.
It was Cryptid Bash 3 at Trace. It's spelled different, but still. It's a pronunciation joke.
Right. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Continue,
but
Matt.
There's going to be music all day. There's going to be food trucks. It's going to be... We've got plenty of vendors. I got a whole thing curated. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, so
what's
stop
the date?
On
what's
in.
What's the time?
So it starts at 11. Music starts at 12. It's free. So come on down and make a day of it.
What's the date?
Oh, it's on a Saturday.
Yeah, but you haven't told us what day it was yet.
Oh, I thought I said August 17th.
Oh, maybe you did.
Maybe
you did.
I don't know.
Whatever. Say it again for those folks at home.
Yeah, and it's August 17th, Saturday.
Boom.
So,
God, we're really such assholes, Mike, if you already said it.
I think I did. I think I did.
And
I think he said it.
Free pierogies.
And there's free pierogies.
For four lucky people.
And I think our next... event that we aren't throwing is Withville UFO Fest.
Okay.
And that's of course in Wytheville, Virginia, which if
home
you haven't
of the best
been
Hardee's.
Wytheville is awesome. I love that town. And it's June 8th. Yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
Sweet. Hell yeah. What do we got, Jake?
Two reviews.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Nice.
I want a lot of reviews. This is our 5-year anniversary. If you're not gonna pay me money, pay me reviews. That's all. Whatever. I don't fucking care. I don't really care anymore. I don't care what people say about me. I know I'm repulsive. Just don't write in a review. I know I'm unlikable. I know I'm annoying. I know our podcast is hacky, but who cares? Whatever. 2 5-star reviews. Love the boys. 3 exclamation points. And it's from Queen Dragon Rider.
Oh,
hell yeah.
No more Dragon episodes.
It's gonna be.
I'm deleting the Dragon episode.
If you do.
You have 7 days for when this episode's aired to listen to the Dragons episode, because I'm deleting that shit.
I am going to come to your home and steal your record collection if you do that.
No!
You'll never find them.
I should press the Dragons episode on vinyl.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, so this is Love the Boys, 5-star review. Been a fan for a while now, and nothing makes the work drive better than giggling with the Moth Boys.
Oh, that's nice.
Damn.
That feels good.
Yeah, that's a nice review. Yeah, that's what we do it for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not for all the money, not for the Travel Channel shows, but for...
Not for the booze, not for the women, not the money, none of that stuff. Okay, we do it for the fans. Okay?
The fans. And actually, but for real, anytime we get a 5-star review like this, it does make me feel good for a little bit.
It kind of does. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, totally.
It's like validation. Yeah, so thank you for that validation, Queen Dragon Rider. And our next review is from Call Me Danny D, and it says, DeMoth Boys Rule.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas. You know I love running into you around the Spooky Fest and events, but I also love your podcast. Maybe we could have you guys come investigate a location with us someday soon.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work, and Matt, don't let an alien chicken abduct you.
Yeah,
you never know. Late. Matt's farm.
It's too late.
Already happened. So that's nice.
Yeah, I love reviews.
Yeah. Yep. So 5 years, boys. Wow. We got a big like Jake was saying in the beginning of the episode. Something big's coming, guys. Yeah. Just stay tuned.
And I think I prepared a song for you guys to close this episode.
Yeah. Go ahead.
5,025,600 minutes times 5. That is 5 years of Moth Boys podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. We love y'all. Thanks for listening.
Fucking namaste.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you want to know something? Right. It's interesting because Vern Troyer's family, his family migrated here from Sweden, and they were called Vern Troyer. Was.
And there was a J in there somewhere, the last name somewhere.
That's pretty good information you got there, Matt.
And they actually created the very first Fleshlight. Okay. So back in 1910.